certain people from Europe.
Were there a lot of Bohemians around here?
Yeah, not too many. There were Czechs, non-Czechs. Yeah, well, Bohemians. Of course, they all. There's no such thing as a Bohemian now. You know, they're all Czechs.
Mm-hmm.
According to them. I don't know why they're so ashamed of being a descendant from the Bohemians.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them still call themselves Bohemians, but most of them are Czechs. They weren't old, they wouldn't have it. See, when I went to school, they had a Bohemian. There's no more Bohemian in school in Europe. There's no more Bohemian. It's all Czech. Czechoslovakia took it all over. But now they're all Czechs. We're saying maybe they're all Czechs because, after all, their Bohemia is liquidated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is no more Bohemia. And Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia and all that, this back and all that, they're about, I don't know, they're similar.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, with the table, you'd set it out a spoon and a, what else to eat with?
Well, you take, just be a knife and fork and spoon.
Okay. And?
Teaspoon. Soup spoon, they call them, tablespoons.
Uh-huh. You say after she washes the dishes, to get the suds off, she does what?
Rinse them off with clear water.
Huh?
Rinses them off with clear water.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing the dishes?
The one you dry them with?
Oh, for washing them.
That'd be a dish rag.
Okay, and for drying them?
Well, it'd be a dish cloth.
And to bathe your face with?
Wear washcloth, don't I?
And to dry yourself.
Yeah, towel like it is now.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you could pour it through a
funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
Well, you'd sometimes just pop them a little bit with the lines.
Uh-huh.
You know, just, but, and maybe say get up and jerk on the lines, and then if you didn't, you had a buggy whip, or you'd kind of speed them up a little bit with it, you know. I drove some mules, and the whip and nothing else would do any good. One time, I was working for a man hauling some wood.
Uh-huh.
I worked on his ice route in the morning, and in the evening I had to go out here to Spring Branch and get wood. They had quite a bit of land there. Of course, his children got a lot of that land over at Memorial here, and they wound up with, because they had originally, the Sauer family owned that land.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go out, and Mr. Sauer run a wood yard and an ice route, probably independent ice route. And he'd send me out after about 12. We always got in around 11:30, 12 o'clock off the route. And then I'd have to get a little hitch up mule and go out here about 3 miles out here and load up a load of wood, cordwood, and bring it back to town. One time I got out there and two mules, named Maud and Kate. And Kate was a mule that wouldn't pull. Wouldn't do nothing more than move, but that Kate wouldn't. So I had myself a time. We did have a man work that I heard that he built a fire and he would pull the wagon over the top of the fire and get the fire from running the wagon, keep from catching the wagon on fire. But I didn't ever have that experience. But that about all that. You had to store wood.